感谢主，我们又是夏令会开始。
We praise the Lord for we have another summer conference now.
我们夏令会最重要的还不是听到。
And the most important thing coming to the conference is not just to listen to sermons.
最重要的是我们追求主。
The more importantly is that we can pursue the Lord together.
就是特别的四天，我们划出来专一来追求主。
We have set aside 4 days to pursue the Lord.
但愿我们每一位弟兄姊妹们都能够遇见主。
And we pray that every one of us will meet with the Lord.
不要白白来了一次。
Do not come to the conference and gain nothing out of it.
遇见主就什么都值得了。
Once you meet with the Lord, everything is worth it.
我们的诗歌说荣耀的王要进来。
And the psalm we just sang, the glorious king shall come in.
大家欢不欢迎主进来？
Do we welcome this king of glory to come in?
每一个人都让主进来。
Why don't we let the King of Glory to come in?
我们都得到主而回去。
Why don't each one of us receive the Lord before we return?
得到主一生都过不去的，一生都不会过去的。
And once you receive the Lord, you will never let it, you will never forget for the rest of your life.
今天感谢主，我们灯光不亮。
And tonight, maybe the lighting is not that great.
本来灯光亮呢，我也不准备读所有的圣经。
even if we have excellent lighting, I won't go through all the passages.
因为所有圣经读完要五六十节了。
Because there are over 60 verses.
所以我只读头上不了两处的圣经。
Therefore tonight, because the lighting is poor, so we're only going to read 2 passages, the one in the beginning of my message and the one that's above the end of my message.
头上圣经是我们的主题诗。
And the first passage is our theme song.
诗篇24篇。
Songs
24, 7-10
verses 7-10.
大家勉强能看吗？能看。
Are you able to read your passages?
来，我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
众城门啊
，Lift up your heads, all you gates! Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates! Lift them up, you ancient doors.That the King of Glory may come in. Who is he, this King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory.
好，我们再读末了一处、啊、
And the second passage.
以赛亚书第40章1-12节。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1-12.
你们的神说
Comfort my people, says our God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that he has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling,In the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Even valleys shall be raised up, every mountain and hill may go. The rock grounds shall become level, and the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says,cried out, and I said, "By what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and will his glory is like, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows upon them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever.You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power. His arms rules from him. See, his reward is with him, and his retribution accompanies him.He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers them in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads them. Those who have young, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. with the breath of his hand, mark of the heavens, who has held the dust of the earth in the basket.
在旧约圣经里面，诗篇和以赛亚是特别的两卷书。
And Psalms and Isaiah are the two very unique books in the Bible.
这个特别的地位是主耶稣给的。
And their unique position are given by Jesus.
主耶稣特别说到一件事。
And the Lord Jesus specifically talked about one thing.
诗篇和以赛亚书上指着我所说的话。
And things said about me in the book Psalms or Isaiah.
指着我说的话都要应验。
Things referred to me in these two books will be fulfilled.
所以主特别把这两卷书提出来。
Therefore, Jesus referred to these two books in the Bible.
诗篇跟以赛亚指着我的话都要应验。
And all the words written in these two books will be fulfilled.
所以诗篇跟以赛亚两本书特别说到基督的启示。
Therefore, there is great revelation about Christ in these two books.
也说到教会的启示。
And also the revelation about His church.
也说到圣灵的经历。
As well as the experience of the Holy Spirit.
你在以赛亚书里头没有基督这两个字。
In the book of Isaiah, you do not see the word Christ.
也没有圣灵这两个字。
Or the phrase Holy Spirit.
但是你把以赛亚书读一读。
But if you read the book of Isaiah,
以赛亚是那么清楚的启示耶稣基督。
You can see the prophet Isaiah clearly prophesied and revealed about Christ.
并且讲到圣灵的经历。
And also he talked about the experience of the Holy Spirit.
以赛亚七章说必有童女怀孕生子。
Isaiah 7, he talked about a virgin shall carry a child.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
And his name will be called Emmanuel.
没有基督两个字。
You don't see the word Christ mentioned here.
也没有耶稣一个字。
Nor Jesus mentioned here.
每个人都知道这是这主耶稣说的。
But everyone who reads that verse knows it's referring to Jesus.
所以这两位先知太了不起了。
So these two prophets are indeed great.
在主以前很多年他们生在地上。
And prophet Isaiah was born many, many years before Jesus.
他们对基督的启示。
And the revelation he had about Christ.
那么透明。
Is so transparent.
而对圣灵的经历这么好。
And their experience in the Holy Spirit was great too.
叫我们新约时代生的儿女都羡慕他们。
And far passes what we have experienced in the time of the New Testament.
所以我们这些日子我们要讲特别讲到以赛亚书。
So we want to share about the book of Isaiah.
我们用诗篇大卫写这篇诗来做开始。
And we start our message of the conference with the psalm written by David in the book of Psalms.
大卫在二十四篇里面。
Psalms 24. David talk about it.
众臣们啊，请你投胎。
He said, "Lift up your gates, oh, lift up your heads, all you gates."
永久的门户请开。
And be lifted up, oh, you ancient doors.
荣耀的王将要进来。
That the King of glory may come in.
大卫在这个很伟大的一个宣告。
And this is a great proclamation by David.
所有臣们都投胎起来。
Lift up your heads, all you gates.
永久的门户都要举起来。
Be lifted up, all you ancient doors.
为什么头要抬起来呢
？Why do they have to lift up their heads?
因为荣耀的君王要进来了。
Because the King of glory will come in.
今天万国万民都要把头抬起来。
Therefore, all nations, all people shall lift up their heads.
为什么头抬起来
？Why do they have to do so?
因为看见主了。
Because they see the Lord.
我们看见主就把头抬起来了。
We will lift our heads if we truly see the Lord.
大卫那天看见主了。
And that day, David saw the Lord.
众臣们呐，要头抬起来。
Therefore, he said, "Lift up your heads, all you gates."
永久的门户要举起来。
Be lifted up, all you ancient doors.
荣耀的王要进来了。
That the King of glory will come in.
他在问。
He was asking too.
自己问自己回答。
He asked himself a question that he answered.
荣耀的王是谁呢
？So who is the King of glory?
耶和华就在荣耀的王。
And he is the glorious Lord.
他再重复。
And he repeated the question and answered again.
众臣们，那头抬起来。
Oh, you gates, lift up your heads.
永久的门户举起来。
Be lifted up, you ancient doors.
这荣耀的王要进来。
So the King of glory shall come in.
这战场上有能有力的耶和华。
The mighty Lord on the battle.
大卫的启示了不起吧
？So he has such a great revelation about the Lord.
他自己也是君王。
He himself was a king.
是以色列中间最伟大的君王。
And you can say he's the greatest king in Israel.
那现在。 他要讲万王之王啊。
But now he's talking about this King of Kings.
他绝对不能站在君王地位上。
Therefore, he cannot stand at the position as the king himself.
他只能站在一个地位上。
He had only one position.
这是一个卑微的蒙恩的罪人。
A lowly and humble sinner saved by grace.
所以大卫这篇诗篇。他看清楚了。
Because David saw the Lord, so he wrote the song.
抬头。
He said, "Lift up your head."
我们这四天聚会，这个抬头的聚会，好不好
？This coming 4 days shall be meetings of lifting heads.
盼望每一位弟兄姊妹头抬起来。
So let's lift up our heads toward the Lord together.
头抬起来做什么
？Why do we want to lift our heads up?
说到一个信心。
It's a matter of faith.
说到一个科目。
It's a matter of showing our desire and longing.
我们要看见主人。
Because we long to see the Lord.
所以不是外面的头抬啊。
Not just lift your physical head up.
把里面的头抬起来。
But your inner head be lifted up.
我们神的儿女每常到聚会里面呢，都里面都抬头，好不好
？So when we come to the meeting, let's lift up our heads from within.
盼望每一个弟兄姊妹到这里来都低着头的啊。
And maybe you come with your head down.
那你也低着头，我也不管，你看不见主。
But don't stay low because you won't see the Lord that way.
要一个信心啊。
We need to have faith.
要一个渴慕。
We need to have the desire.
这四天我们一定要遇见主。
And have a determination that I have to meet the Lord.
主要进来。
So that the Lord can come in.
进到我们里面来。
To come inside of us.
进到我们聚会里面来。
To come into our meeting.
进到我们教会的里面来。
To come into our church.
这就是大卫二十四篇的灵。
And that is the spirit that David had in this Psalm 24.
而以赛亚书是太宝贵的约书。
And the book of Isaiah is also very precious.
说到耶稣基督的启示。
It talks about the revelation concerning Jesus Christ.
先知难得超过以赛亚了。
And you don't see any prophet as great as Isaiah here.
今天我们从六章讲开始。
And as we start from chapter 6 of the book.
六章是关键的圣经。
Because that is the key chapter.
今天我们晚上没有读，大家记得吧？
We didn't read the chapter tonight, but do you know about chapter 6 in the book of Isaiah?
所以啊，一聚会要先读手册，再读圣经。
So make sure you read your brochure because all the outlines are in your brochure.
今天晚上你们没有读圣经，你要吃亏了。
If you haven't studied before you come, then you won't enjoy as much.
我相信你们都读过了哈。
And I just believe that you all have pre-studied.
现在我们这不能再回去读了。
六章
读过没有？
But do you know about chapter 6?
六章是关键。
That is a key chapter.
当乌西亚王崩的那一年。
In the year the king Uzziah died.
皇帝的死叫崩哈，到乌西亚王死的那一年。
And the year that the king died.
以赛亚进到圣殿。
Prophet Isaiah entered into the temple.
他为什么呢
？Why did he go into the temple？
因为以色列的君王坏的多，好的很少。
Because you don't see a lot of good kings in the history of Israel.
乌西亚是难得一个好的君王。
And King Uzziah was a good one.
敬畏神
he had fear toward God,
遵行主的话语
and he abide by the teachings of the Lord.
所以以赛亚不知不觉把个希望放在那个君王身上
therefore prophet Isaiah had a great hope on him.
但是乌西亚王人就是一个软弱的虚肉之身对不对
but he was still just a man in his mortal.
他是个好君王
he was indeed a good king.
到有一天他死了
but one day he died.
以赛亚很失望啊
Isaiah was so disappointed.
他不晓得国家民族下面要怎么办。
Because he does not know what kind of future is holding for the country.
他进到圣殿来寻求神。
Therefore, he went into the temple and seek God's face.
他的眼睛被开启了。
And while he was doing that, his eyes were opened.
他看见了大君王的威荣了。
He saw the majesty of the great king.
乌西亚王会死。
Yes, the king on earth, Uzziah, would die.
我们有一位君王永远活着。
But we have a king that lives forever.
乌西亚的宝座会倾倒。
And one day the throne of earthly king will fall.
主的宝座永远存在。
The king of the Lord remains forever.
主永远掌权。
The Lord always reigns and reigns forever.
所以他灰心失望来到圣殿里面。
With despair, he entered into the temple.
一下看见个荣耀的异象。
And suddenly he saw this glorious vision.
我看见主高高坐在宝座上。
I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, up and high.
他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
And the train of his robe filled the temple.
乌西亚王死了。
The king Uzziah died.
主仍旧在。
But the Lord remains.
乌西亚的宝座倾倒了。
The throne of Uzziah fall.
主仍旧在掌权。
But the Lord remains in his throne.
我看见主高高坐在宝座上。
Therefore he said, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne.
宝座属于耶稣基督的。
The throne belongs to Jesus Christ.
这是以赛亚的一生一个知识的一个开启啊。
And this is the eye-opening experience of his lifelong ministry.
从第六章以后，以赛亚多少的信息一直过来了。
And you see message after message from this chapter and on in this book.
开启了一生伟大的知识。
And that vision started a great ministry for him.
在这里他一直要讲到主耶稣了。
And then here he started talking about Jesus.
主高高坐在宝座上。
He said, I saw the Lord on the throne, high and exalted.
地上垂下，遮满圣殿。
And the train of his robe filled the temple.
圣殿在旧约的教会的表号。
In the Old Testament, temple is the church.
主的衣裳垂下来，遮满整个教会。
The train of the Lord's robe covered the entire temple.
圣殿的衣裳指的行为的表现。
And the robe speaks of the manifestation of his acts.
主的座位把整个教会都遮盖了。
Therefore, the throne of the Lord covered his entire church.
这真是个荣耀的意象啊。
That is indeed a glorious vision.
现在我们已经过去这么多年了。
Many years have passed since then.
不要说以赛亚过去这么多年了。
Not only Isaiah died many, many years already.
他所预言的主耶稣来了又去了。
Even the Lord Jesus was born and was resurrected.
已经两千多年了，对不对？
It's more than 2,000 years now for Jesus.
但是宝座上坐的是谁？
But who is on the throne today?
谁谁？
Who is sitting on the throne?
仍旧是耶稣基督。
It's still Lord Jesus Christ.
一代一代的人过去了。
Generation after generation, we may leave.
多少伟大的人被兴起来。
And many spiritual giants was raised up.
多少伟大的人回到主那里去了。
And many of them have returned to where Jesus is.
只有主永远在这里。
But only the Lord Jesus remained here.
永远不改变。
He will never change.
整个两千年的教会。
And for over 2,000 years.
没有一段好日子过。
And the church had a pretty rough history.
仇敌尽到所有的力量攻击教会。
Because the enemies endeavor with all their might to destroy the church.
教会历史就是一本征战史。
And the history of church is a history of warfare.
就是一本苦难史。
It's full of afflictions.
就是一本逼迫史。
It's a history of persecution.
两千年教会。
Over 2,000 years.
过来了，我们回头看。
You look back.
两千年教会过来。
And the church in these past 2,000 years.
正是主的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Regardless of the warfare, it is indeed his garment covered his church.
主一直把教会藏在他自己的荣光里面。
The Lord protect and hide his church within his glory.
他的权柄能力里面。
And within his power and his authority.
他的保守的里面。
In his keeping power.
不要说教会的历史。
Not to mention just the history of church.
就是我们一生的年日。
Even our days.
也都藏在那垂下的衣裳的里面。
Are hidden within his robe.
主的同在满了我们的路径。
And his presence filled our path.
所以神的儿女一生过来才有意义啊，对不对？
Therefore, there is significance and meaning in our life as children of God.
衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
The train of his robe filled the temple.
整个教会藏在他的历史保能力保护里面。
The same way the entire church is hidden and protected within his power.
那教会不是受攻击吗？
But don't you say that church is under attack?
教会不是逼迫吗？
Isn't church under persecution?
教会不是有苦难吗？
Doesn't church have affliction and hardship?
这一切都是主所使用的工具来造就教会。
Yes, indeed, but those are just tools with which God is edifying and building up his church.
没有一个艰难对教会没有益处的。
And every hardship is beneficial to his church.
与我们神的儿女也一样的。
In the same way for us in our individual life.
没有一个艰苦对我们没有益处的。
Every hardship has its true benefit.
我们的一生在主的衣裳遮盖的里面。
All the days of life is under the cover of His train.
主的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
And the train of His robe filled His temple.
在那里，他听见撒拉夫的呼喊声音了。
At the same time, He heard the voice of seraphs.
撒拉夫天使啊。
Seraphs is an angel.
那个天使在旧约里面，天使是另外一种的受造之物啊。
And the angels are just another type of creature.
跟人比起来，他们有大能力。
And they do have a great power compared with us.
他们是灵，平常看不见的。
Angels are spirits that we cannot see with our naked eyes.
圣经记天使显现。
And many times the Bible will tell us that how angels appear to men.
他换作一个形状，要叫人看见就是了。
And if, when they appear to men, they appeared in images.
天使本身是灵界。
Yet in reality, they are spiritual beings.
我碰到弟兄们很羡慕旧约的圣徒们能够被天使显现的啊。
And I have seen brothers and sisters who envy to see the angels appearing.
彼得也见过天使，约翰也见过天使。
And Peter and John, the Bible boss, both witnessed angels.
你见过天使没有？
Have you seen angels in your life?
见过没有？
Have you?
没有。
Have you?
我也没有。
Neither did I.
我不羡慕看见天使。
And I don't envy to see angels.
我们不需要天使。
Because we don't need angels.
我们有圣灵。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
要圣灵好还是要天使好？
Which one do you prefer, angels or Holy Spirit?
要天使，你们谁要要就去要吧。啊，今天是圣灵时代。
Now we are in the era of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是主。
And Holy Spirit is nothing else but the Lord Himself.
福音书里面的主是道成肉身的主。
In the book of Gospels, Jesus was the Lord that, sorry.
道成肉身的主。
The Lord that become flesh, the Word become flesh.
道成肉身，到四福音就结束了。
Yeah, the incarnation of the Word ended when the book of John ended.
再看不见道成肉身了。
We no longer see the Lord in His flesh.
使徒行传成为圣灵时代。
Yeah, in the book of Acts, it started the era of the Holy Spirit.
那使徒行传在不在呢？
So, was the Lord in existence in the book of Acts?
在不在？
Did Jesus exist? Yes.
那么使徒现在没有讲主了，对不对？
But you don't, they don't talk about the Lord in a person.
圣灵就是主。
But the Holy Spirit Himself is the Lord.
今天晚上要很清楚这件事啊。
You have to know this clearly.
圣灵就是复活基督。
Holy Spirit is the resurrected Christ.
当肉身的基督复活了。
The Christ in flesh resurrected.
他升天了。
He ascended into heaven.
主耶稣在圣灵里面降临了。
And Jesus returned in the Holy Spirit.
主把他的一切所有所做的都放在圣灵的里面。
All he is, all he has done were stored within the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来了。
So when the Holy Spirit comes,
就是主回来了。
It is the Lord Jesus himself returned.
圣灵是复活基督。
And the Holy Spirit is the risen Christ.
所以圣灵时代。
Now we are in the time of the Holy Spirit.
就是复活基督的时代。
And that is the time of the risen Christ.
我们今天活在什么时代？
So what kind of era we are living in today?
什么时代？
What kind of time we're
in? 但是大家怎么讲？圣灵时代。
We are now in the time of the Holy Spirit.
我们活在复活基督的时代。
We are now living in the time of the risen Christ.
主已经复活了。
Because the Lord is risen.
他复活在这个地上。
He is risen on earth.
复活在我们里面。
He is risen in our hearts.
复活基督无所不在。
The risen Christ is everywhere.
主实在吗？
Is the Lord real to you?
主在圣灵里。
He is in the Spirit.
圣灵就是神。
And the Holy Spirit is God Himself.
三而一的神。
This triune God.
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
是一位到里面来的神。
It's a God that enters into our hearts.
是一位我们能经历的神。
It's a God whom we can experience.
我们能得着的神。
A God we can receive.
我们能充满的神。
A God that fills us up.
我们能感觉的神。
A God whom we can feel.
这四天我们大家都能够遇见圣灵，好不好？
And these coming 4 days, make sure we meet Him in the Spirit.
圣灵进到我们里面来。
The Holy Spirit.Enters inside us.
充满我们全人每一个角落。
And fill every corner of our whole being.
他就是复活基督。
He is the risen Christ.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
他打破一切的限制。
And he has broken up all the limitations.
生和死的限制打破了。
And he has broken up the limitation of life and death.
时间空间的限制打破了。
The confinement of time and space.
道成肉身的耶稣基督。
The Jesus Christ who was the Word that became flesh.
他一个手只能对一个人讲话。
When he was on earth as a person, he can only be at one place at one time.
一个手只能在一个地方做事。
He can only do things at one place at one time.
耶稣复活了。
But after he's risen,
他一个时候对数不过来的人讲话。
And he can speak to countless number of people at the same time.
而每一个听见主讲话的人都觉得主在我这里。
And everyone who hears his voice will think Jesus is talking to me. He's here.
他觉得没有错，主是在他这里。
Indeed, the Lord was with him.
但主在每一个人都在他在那里。
But that is so real to everyone who hears him.
这件事我讲不清楚了。
And it's hard to explain.
只能够来经历他。
But you can only experience that.
当圣灵降下的时候。
When the Holy Spirit comes.
多少人都被圣灵充满了。
Many people will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
大家都叫主啊。
And everybody will cry out, Oh Lord!
我还没有听见一个人被圣灵充满了叫圣灵的。
I have never heard people say, Oh, Holy Spirit, when they are filled by the Spirit.
被圣灵都叫到大叫主啊。
Whoever is filled by the Holy Spirit always cried out, Oh Lord.
因为主在这里啊。
Because it is the Lord.
主在他里面啊。
The Lord is in us.
他再没有比主更实在的了。
And there's nothing more real than the Lord himself.
主也从来没有时候比那个时候更实在的了。
And the Lord is so real at that moment to us.
圣灵是里面的神。
Therefore, Holy Spirit is the God that abides inside.
耶稣基督到我们里面来了。
That's Jesus that enters inside of us.
好了，我们讲到原来这个第六章讲出去了。
Now we kind of got carried away about chapter 6.
那天天使显现。
That day when Seraphs appeared to him.
天使各种各样的。
There are all kinds of angels.
每一种天使都有他一个专门的责任。
And different angels have different functions.
他们显现的天使两个
，and two angels appeared.
一种叫基路伯，一种叫撒拉夫。
One's cherub, one's seraph.
基路伯专以看守神的荣耀的。
And Gabriel is the one that guards the glory of God.
基路撒拉夫专以看守神的圣洁的。
And seraphs guard God's holiness.
这是他们的职责。
These are their separate functions and responsibilities.
主坐在高高的宝座上。
The Lord sits on his throne.
衣裳垂下遮满圣殿。
And the train of his robe filled the temple.
基路伯呼叫。
Seraphs.
呼喊。
Cried out.
圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Seraphs cried out, Holy, holy, holy.
主是圣的。
Holy is the Lord.
教会是圣的。
God is holy and church is holy.
教会怎么会圣的？
How is church holy?
就说我是圣的
，Because God says I am holy.
你们也要分别为圣
，And you should be set aside for my holiness.
我们从主出来的都是圣的
，Those who are coming out of the Lord is holy.
那一天看见主和教会都在那里
，And that day the Lord and His church were together.
所以基督伯呼唤说，撒拉夫呼唤说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Therefore, Seraphs cried out, Holy, holy, holy.
殿的门槛都震动。
When at the voice of their cry, the doorposts and thresholds of the temple shook.
殿中都被烟云充满。
And the temple was filled with smoke.
荣耀充满在教会里面。
That is the glory of the Lord filled his church.
那以赛亚真是看见个大异象了。
That was indeed a great vision for Isaiah.
这以赛亚那天一点没有兴奋呢。
Yet Isaiah wasn't excited at the vision.
他反而说我灭亡了。
What did he say? He said, Woe to me!
我是个嘴唇不洁的人。
I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips.
又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
Live among the people with unclean lips.
耶稣基督显现了。
When Jesus Christ appears,
主耶稣是光。
He is the light.
以赛亚受不住主的光，圣洁的光照。
And Isaiah cannot bear the holy light of the Lord.
他天然生命暴露了。
And that his natural life was completely exposed.
祸哉，我灭亡了。
He said, Woe to me, I am ruined.
他暴露出来最特别的地方是嘴唇。
And then what was exposed, especially in this condition, was his lips. Because the Lord shall use him to speak in the future. His lips will proclaim about Jesus Christ. Therefore, the Lord shine light on his lips. He said, for I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips.
又因我眼见 大君王耶和华的荣耀,
and I, my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
受不了主的光照,
he cannot bear the light of the Lord.
撒拉夫用手捡了一块火炭来,
and Sarah came to him and, with a live coal in his hand. And the coal was taken from altars with tongues.
沾他的嘴唇,
and he touched his mouth with a live coal.
你的罪赦免了,
he said, your guilt is taken away.
你的过犯饶恕了,
and your sins atoned for.
这很有名的经历,火炭进我嘴唇啊,
this is a very famous experience that how the coal of the Lord cleansed our lips.
这里火炭特别说到圣灵的工作,
and the live coals here refers to the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们的嘴唇不能被主用啊,
our lips cannot be used by God.
有时我们要讲主的话, 这个就是嘴唇不洁,
and a lot of times you just feel that you are unclean when you want to have to speak about the Lord.
我们祷告求主用你火炭进我嘴唇,
therefore we'll pray, Lord, just cleanse my lips with your live coal.
真的火炭了烫我的嘴唇, 那受不了的,
we're not talking about material coal.
圣灵来进我嘴唇,
but the Holy Spirit come and cleanse my lips.
我们的口特别要被主分别,
and our lips have to be set aside for the Lord.
那天以色列的梦兆的经历,
and that is the experience he had about being called by God.
用圣灵火炭来进他的嘴唇,
and God used the Holy Spirit, the Holy Coal, cleanse his lips.
然后听见主说话的声音,
and then he heard the voice of God.
第六章又听见大事,
and this is a great voice.
差遣,
it's about sent.
差遣是教会最大的事,
and commission or sending out is the greatest thing in his church.
没有差遣没有教会了,
without sending people out, there's no church ministry.
没有差遣福音还停在耶路撒冷啊,
and without sending people out, then gospel remain in Jerusalem.
多少的差遣啊,
and there are so many commissions, so many sendings.
差遣太大的事啊,
and that is a very good and great thing.
一个人奉主差遣,
when a man is sent by the Lord,
离别家乡,
say goodbye to his family,
离别亲人,
his relatives,
离别他一生所喜欢的事,
to the things that he likes,
去不认识的国家,
to a foreign land,
想不认识的民族,
and to a foreign people,
一生传讲耶稣基督,
proclaim Jesus Christ to them.
你知道差遣两个字背后多大的代价?
Do you see the great price we have to pay when we are sent?
我们中国人呢,
and we Chinese are not very good at being sent.
欧洲人, 特别是英国人,
but Europeans, especially British
奉差遣,
people, they are sent.
到全世界铺贴下去,
many of them were sent to all corners of the world.
这两个世纪被差遣最多的美国人,
and these two past centuries,
中国人也奉差遣,
a lot of Americans were sent too.
我们奉差遣是到中国人那里去,
and the Chinese have been sent too, but a lot of us are sent to Chinese.
不像他们去不明白的国家,
not like these Europeans, Americans are sent
从来不认识的民族,
to people that they do not know.
那是耶稣基督大爱,
and that is the love of Christ in them.
效法基督为福音舍命,
and they gave their life for the sake of gospel.
福音传遍天下,
so the gospel can be preached throughout the earth, until the ends of the earth.
以赛亚书就说了要到地极,
and Book of Isaiah already prophesied about to proclaim the victory to the ends of the earth. Here he was sent.
神没有命令差遣,
and God did not order him.
神在那里说他自己心中的感觉,
but God was just merely talking about his feelings.
满了情感的话,
and he was full of feelings.
说说神心里的叹息,
and he was talking about the sigh that's in his heart.
我可以差遣谁呢?
He said, whom can I send?
谁肯愿意为我们去呢?
And who will go for us?
是没有差遣以赛亚,
Gardiner sent Isaiah.
神说他心中最深的感觉。
But he merely talked about his feelings inside.
我可以差遣谁呢？
So whom should I send?
差遣太大件事。
It's such a great thing.
好，讲到差遣。
We're talking about being sent.
一个不用差遣的。
Who was the first one that was sent?
主耶稣基督。
Jesus was the first one who was sent by God.
从天上来到地上。
He came from heaven to earth.
就说父怎样差遣我。
He said, how my father has sent me.
我也照样差遣你们。
In the same way, I send you.
这差遣的来源。
And that is the origin of being sent.
这个在约翰17章里主耶稣最后祷告的话。
And this is the last prayer in John 17.
父怎样差遣我。
How the father has sent me.
我也照样差遣你们。
I will send you.
人看见一帮一帮的人奉差遣的。
And from that time on, he sent people after people.
不顾生死的奉差遣的。
And people will go out without worrying about their life.
差遣太伟大了。
Being sent is a great thing.
有年我在中国大陆的。
One year I was in China.
一个聚会完了。
After at the end of a meeting.
一个20岁的女孩子。
A young lady about 20 years old.
她告诉我她要奉差遣了。
She came to me and said, God has sent me.
我说差遣去哪里？
I said, where are you going?
差遣我去西藏。
He said, to Tibet.
你明白西藏吗？
Do you know where that is?
不明白。
No.
西藏怎么会适应懂吗？
Do you understand the way they live?
不懂。
西藏有多危险，你晓得吧？ You know how dangerous it is?
不晓得。
She said no.
哎，我真是担心了。
And I was very worried.
这个20岁的女孩子，
She was only 20 years old.
什么西藏都不懂，她要去西藏呢？
She had no knowledge about that place, but she said she's been sent to that place.
我主真的要你去西藏？
I said, Are you sure the Lord indeed sent you?
她说我什么也不懂，有一件事我真的知道主差遣我。
She said, I may know nothing else, but I do know for one thing that God has sent me there.
那我不能说你不要去啊。
Therefore, I cannot say don't go.
我说你要去西藏。
I said if you are going to that place.
答应我两件事。
Promise me two things.
第一件事。
First.
到了西藏。
When you get there.
不急着先传福音。
Don't haste into gospel preaching.
先找主里的弟兄姊妹。
First, find Christians.
看看有没有基督徒在那里。
See if you can find Christians, people in the Lord.
你先和基督徒在一起有交通，好不好？
You first have fellowship with Christians.
他答应我的。
She agreed.
我第二件事。
I said, secondly.
每个礼拜写封信给这里的教会。
Write a letter every week to your church here.
把你所遇见的事和所经过的事都告诉这里的教会。
Share with them in details things that happened to you.
你忍就要得到这里教会的保护。
Because you need to be protected in prayer by your own church.
我能够做的就这么两件事。
I said these are the two things that you have to do.
让他去西藏。
So she was sent.
只把他交在主手里了。
I could only entrust her in God's hand.
那。 多少西方的人奉差遣到中国来？
And many Western missionaries were sent to China.
那正是去他们不知道的地方。
Indeed, they are coming to a land they do not know.
多少人把命舍在中国？
And indeed, many of them gave their life for China.
今天中国的福音兴旺。
Now the gospel is like fire burning in China.
多少人把血流在中国？
It's all because many missionaries shed their blood in China.
那个时候奉差遣去中国太伟大的事。
It was such a great thing they did to come to China.
都从主耶稣的差遣开始的。
It all started by being sent by Jesus.
父怎样差遣我。
How the Father sent me.
我也照样差遣你们。
The same way I will send you.
以赛亚书预言这件事。
And Isaiah prophesied about this thing.
神说这件事。
And God talked about the commission.
谁能为我们去呢？
God says, Who shall go for us?
我可以差遣谁呢？
Whom can I send?
以赛亚马上说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
Immediately, Isaiah says, "Here am I. I will go. Send me."
到圣经的历史学者的查考，以赛亚最后也是殉道了。
And according to the research of biblical scholars, Isaiah at the end was martyred as well.
一个很痛苦的死法。
And he died in a pretty harsh way.
据说他是被锯死的。
Our understanding that he was sold to death.
作为伟大的殉道者。
He was a great martyr.
在这里听见神的差遣。
He heard the voice of the Lord.
我在这里。
He said, Here I am.
差遣我。
Send me.
我们不要讲那么多大的差遣呢。
And not to talk about the big sent.
光靠那大人物差遣嘛，教会完了。 光只有那些大人物在拆建，那教会正在完了。
If only great spiritual giants are sent, then church cannot do much.
神差遣每一个神的儿女。
But indeed, God has sent each and every one of us.
我们受感动到隔壁邻舍去讲主。
Don't we sometimes feel being moved to share gospel with our neighbors?
我们对我们的父母去做见证。
Or testify to our parents?
你要记得，你人就是奉差遣。
Remember, when you do that, you are being sent.
人就在主耶稣这句话里面。
And you're still within the range of Jesus' word.
怎样差遣我？
That how God, the Father,
我也照样差遣你们。
In the same way, I will send you.
最后到隔壁邻舍去讲福音了。
So you share the gospel with your neighbors?
所以我对我认识的同事讲福音了。
Or with your co-workers?
所以我对我家里的人做见证了。
Or with your family members?
性质一样的。
All these sharings, it's the same.
我们奉差遣。
That we are being sent.
大家明白了没有？
Do you understand that?
不要光听到，大家奉差遣好不好？
Don't just listen to sermon. Please practice.
那天神说的心中很大的感情了。
And that day, the Lord shared what was deep in his heart.
我可以差遣谁呢？
Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我们去呢？
And who will go for us?
以赛亚说，我在这里。
And Isaiah says, Here am I.
请差遣我。
Send me.
今天我们要快快讲到第七章。
And when it comes to the seventh chapter,
以赛亚就讲到主耶稣了。
Isaiah talk about the Lord
Jesus. 必有童女怀孕生子。
It's a virgin will bear child.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
And his name will be called Emmanuel.
以马内利翻出来就神与我们。
Emmanuel means God with us.
同在两个字原文没有的。
Mean God with us.
神与我们就是以马内利。
Emmanuel means God with us.
那个时候。以赛亚讲话的时候，没有人懂得他讲什么。
And at a time when he said this, nobody understood what he was talking about.
马太福音第一章就提起以赛亚的话。
And in Matthew chapter 1, this verse was quoted.
就如先知以赛亚说的，必有童女怀孕生子。
Just as what prophet Isaiah has mentioned, there will be a virgin.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
And his name will be called God with us.
神与我们。
Emmanuel.
神穿上我们了。
How God clothed us.
神在个肉身显现了。
How God revealed in flesh.
我们所认识的。
And become something that we can
know. 我们能懂得了。
We can understand.
我们可以明白了。
We can understand.
神不仅从我身体显现。
So not only he appeared in flesh.
从人的魂显现了。
And also in his soul.
因为满了感情耶稣基督了。
Jesus was someone that's full of feelings.
我们能够觉得的耶稣基督了。
Someone we can feel and relate to.
道成肉身太伟大了。
Therefore, it is indeed a great thing for the Word to become flesh.
宇宙装不下的神啊。
The God, the entire universe cannot contain.
在那么小的一个人里面出现了。
Became a man in such a small stature.
神来到那么小的星球上。
A huge God came to a small planet.
找到那么小的一个以色列。
And found a small Israel.
以色列找到那么小的一个伯利恒。
And within small Israel, he found a city Bethlehem.
找到那么小的一个小女子。
In that small city, he found a small young lady.
降世为人。
And he was born through her.
这件事情太伟大。
In the flesh, this is a great thing.
应验以赛亚讲的话。
To fulfill the promise of Isaiah.
神与我们。
That God with us.
以马内利。
Emmanuel.
这是个原则。
And this is the principle.
今天我们也是以马内利。
We also are the reality of Emmanuel.
神与我们。
We are also God with us.
神穿上了我们的肉身。
The God clothed our flesh.
圣灵把主耶稣活活地活在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit lives inside of us in a very real way.
到了第九章。
Comes to chapter 9,
再进一步说到主耶稣。
And then he talked further about Jesus.
有一婴孩为我们而生。
He said, a child is born unto us.
有一个子赐给我们。
And a son is given to us.
政权担在他的肩头上。
The government is upon his shoulders.
一连说了他五个名字。
And then he talked about he had five names.
奇妙。
Wonderful.
测试。
Counselor.
全能的神。
Almighty God.
永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
和平的君王。
Of peace.
显示以赛亚真是伟大。
Isaiah was indeed very great.
他 他先说有一婴孩为我们而生。
At first he says, for unto us a child is born.
有一子赐给我们。
And to us a son is given.
政权担在他的肩头上。
And the government is upon his shoulders.
主耶稣道成肉身了。
When Jesus was born into a man.
成为一个婴孩。
He came as an infant.
但这个婴孩。
And this child.
全世界不。从来没有看见过的婴孩了。
Was a unique child the whole world has never seen.
婴孩耶稣。
This baby Jesus.
就彰显他的力量了。
Revealed the power of the Lord.
远方的有学问的人来朝拜。
Those well-educated people came from afar to worship.
近的地方吸引牧羊人来敬拜。
And locally, shepherds came to worship.
多少眼睛被开启的人都来拜那个耶稣。婴孩耶稣了。
Many people came to worship God when their eyes were opened.
眼睛被开了。
Their eyes were opened.
生在伯利恒的婴孩，他是绝对的神。
And the child was born in Bethlehem was the absolute God.
大卫在诗篇第八篇呢。
In Psalm chapter 8.
就说到婴孩。
David talk about this baby Jesus.
你把能力建立在吃奶婴孩的口中。
And you perfect your power in the mouth of the infant and nursing baby.
叫报仇的闭口无言。
To silence the vengeance, your enemies.
闭口无言这句话原文很强的一句话。
And this is a strong word to say to silence your enemy.
我把它翻作哑口无声了。
And they have nothing to say. They cannot utter even a word.
主耶稣是婴孩。
Jesus was that baby.
什么叫婴孩呢？
What does it mean by that baby or that child?
婴孩对任何人没有伤害的。
A baby can harm no one.
没有人去防备婴孩的，对不对？
And no one will worried about being hurt by a baby.
婴孩是最没有力量的。
An infant is strengthless.
全世界最弱的就是婴孩了。
An infant is very vulnerable and weak.
有没有个大的人跟婴孩去打仗呢？
Do you see any adult pick a fight with a baby?
有没有大的人跟婴孩去打架的？
Do you see an adult pick a fight with a baby?
如果真打仗，那变成笑话了，对不对？
If he try to do that, that's a joke.
我怎么跟婴孩去打架呢？
Why would an adult fight with a baby?
那么诗篇第八篇呢？
But in Psalms chapter 8.
说真的有那么件事的，大人跟婴孩打仗了。
It's indeed that kind of situation happened.
那不是个大人啊。
It was not an adult that fought with the baby.
那是巨人啊。
But a giant.
那不是平常的巨人啊。
But not just a normal giant.
是超然的仇敌啊。
But a super being, our enemy.
撒旦用他所有的权势。
And Satan, with all he can, he fought with the baby.
跟婴孩打仗了。
He fought with this child.
什么叫跟婴孩打仗？
What does it mean to fight with the child?
耶稣是婴孩。
Jesus is that child.
他来到地上。
When he came into the world.
穿上了肉身。
He was in the flesh.
他就用一切肉身的软弱来面对仇敌。
And he faced the enemies in the flesh.
他面对仇敌。
When he faced the enemies.
从来不用神的力量。
He never used the power of God.
这是福音书的一个原则。
And that is the principles in the book of all the gospels.
主耶稣在人面前。
When he's with people.
彰显神儿子的大能。
When Jesus is with man, he will reveal the power of God.
昨天问过好多人，你信神的儿子吗？
A lot of times Jesus asks people, do you believe in the Son of God?
主要人信他是神的儿子。
In order for people to believe that he is the Son of God.
但主遇见是撒旦征战的时候。
He will say that, but when he faced Satan in spiritual battles.
主耶稣从来不用神的儿子。
Jesus never regarded himself as the Son of God.
主耶稣只用一个字叫人子。
He always referred to himself as the Son of Man.
人子怎样，人子怎样。
He would say the Son of Man this, the Son of Man that.
你读圣经，主耶稣回答撒旦，他一直用人子。
If you read the Bible carefully, every time when Jesus talked to Satan,
he always said the Son of Man. 他若动用神儿子的力量。
Because if he used the power as the Son of God,
主耶稣已经败了。
That he would have already failed.
撒旦有的话好说了。
Satan can accuse him.
神太尊贵了。
So、of course, you are the honorable God.
神不跟仇敌征战了。
And God is so honorable, he will not fight with the enemy.
主一直说人子。
So Jesus always say the Son of Man.
用软弱肉身来对抗仇敌的一切力量。
Through the weak flesh, he faced the power of the evil one.
主若动用一点神的力量，救赎不成功了。
Jesus cannot complete the salvation if he ever tried to use the power of
the Son of God. 他要站在一个百分之一百人的地位上。
He had to be 100% man.
他要站在一个完全人的肉身上。
And he had to stay in the flesh of a man.
来承受一切痛苦。
To face all the afflictions.
来接受仇敌的一切攻击。
To accept all the attacks.
最后他把仇敌打败了。
But at the end, he defeated the evil one.
这叫做诗篇第八篇大卫看见的异象。
And this was the vision Dave saw in Psalm
8. 你把能力建立在吃奶婴孩的口中。
That you establish power in the mouth of the infant and the nursing babe.
这么大的一个大人被婴孩摔倒了。
Such a huge giant are defeated by a baby.
所以下面说叫仇敌闭口无言。
That's why the enemy was silenced.
输得哑口无声了。
Could not even utter a word.
明白我讲话意思了吧？
You understand what I'm talking about?
叫做得胜的伟大吧？
And that is the victory of Jesus Christ.
仇敌输光了。
The devil was completely defeated.
这个主是婴孩的意思。
And the Lord was just like a child and our baby.
婴孩为我们而生。
And therefore it says, for unto us a child is born.
一子赐给我们。
A son is given to us.
政权戴在他的肩头上。
Government is upon his shoulders.
主耶稣上担着政权。
And on his shoulders, he carried the government.
地上所有的政权都不合法的。
You know, all the government on earth, they are illegal in a way.
这个话我只能在美国讲，美国是个自由国家，没关系。
And I can only say this here in this country because it's a free country.
只有耶稣基督的政权是合法政权。
Because in God's eyes, only Jesus Christ's government is legal.
圣经诗篇45篇称他正直政权。
And the Bible tells us that His lordship is righteous and just.
你的政权是正直的。
Your government is righteous.
原文的政治是对的意思，对的政权。
You have the right kind of government.
除了主之外，所有的政权都不对。
All other governments are false, are not right.
基督掌权。
But only when Christ reigns.
基督掌权嘛，永永远远，对不对？
And His lordship is everlasting.
美国的总统四年一选。
The government here, we have to re-elect our president every 4 years.
我们要不要选主耶稣了？
But do we need to re-elect Jesus?
做着永远的君王。
He is the everlasting king.
这人掌权啊。
But when men reign,
都掌权在人外面的。
We reign outwardly.
法律只能管人外面的。
Law only governs us outwardly.
管不了人里面的。
Cannot deal with our issues internally.
我像那些专制国家、独裁国家呀。
And dictatorship is even more so.
真的很虚空啊。
And that is truly very empty.
你把一个人逼得在你面前怕你。
And you persecute people so they are afraid of you in your face.
在你面前照讲恭维你的话。
And they dare not to say anything against you in your face.
说跟着你讲话。
And they will agree with everything you do.
他里面在骂你，你知不知道啊？
But do you know what they are talking about inside?
这些专制政权人里面都把他骂他们的。
And I believe everybody cursed or, you know,
你只能管外面，不能管里面。
Inside.
基督王权。
But when Jesus Christ reigns,
掌权在人的里面。
He reigns in people's heart. Amen.
是不是在我们里面掌权？
Isn't Jesus ruling in our hearts?
我们神的儿女尊主为王。
We children of God honor him as the king.
从我们的生命的深处尊主为王。
It's from the depth of our heart. We honor him as our king.
你是我们里面的君王。
We acknowledge that he is the king inside.
你是我们生命的君王。
He's the king of my life.
主耶稣是万王之王。
You are the king of all kings.
有一子赐给我们。
A son is given to us.
政权担在他的肩头上。
And the government is on his shoulders.
连着说了五个名字。
And then his name, there are five.
就是奇妙。
He is wonderful.
这句话变成全世界基督徒的通常的话了。
And isn't this a common thing we say all the time for Christians?
有时我在纽约。
One time I was in New York.
在个白族人聚会里面。
I was in a Caucasian congregation.
他们用英文讲奇妙，用德文讲奇妙。
And there's a time they said, let's say the word wonderful in different language. They spoke in English, they spoke in German.
我坐在讲台上，忽然这个讲弟兄想起来了，过来把我拉去了。你请你讲中国话讲奇妙。
And they asked me, why don't you say wonderful in Chinese?
那我讲个奇妙，他们都学嘛，这个。他们讲英文的学奇妙那样子很难学的。
So I say in Chinese 奇妙 but it's hard for them to follow me.
学了个奇奇怪怪的吧。
It sure doesn't sound right when they try to say it in Chinese.
我说你们学的声音都很奇妙的。
I said indeed your pronunciation is very
wonderful. 好了，无论如何，耶稣的名字叫什么？
So what is the name of Christ?
奇妙。
Wonderful.
所有神的儿女都我们有的不同的救的故事，对不对？
And each one of us has a very unique story of being saved.
都有我们不同的见证，对不对？
We all bear different types of testimony, right?
只有主的名字奇妙。
But we all can say that the Lord is wonderful.
测试。
He's a counselor.
给你出主意的。
He's the one that gives you advice.
给你定计划的。
Who is your planner?
我们常常在地上做做事，做做做，活着到有一天我们真的走投无路了。
A lot of times we come to the end of our way.
什么办法都没有了。
We have no way out.
不要去找人想办法。
Don't try to seek counsel from men.
有一位大君王活在我里面。
Remember, a great king lives inside of us.
他的名字奇妙。
And his name's wonderful.
他要替我拿主意。
He can give us advice.
他要替我出计划。
He can help us to plan.
奇妙测试。
His name's wonderful counselor.
他是全能的神。
Almighty God.
没有一个能力不在主身上。
Because He is that mighty God who has power.
永在的父。
He is the everlasting Father.
把主比作父亲。
He refers himself as the Father.
哪个父亲赶上主啊？
Anyone has a father greater than the Lord?
在地上的人当中呢？
When we are on earth,
父亲是我唯一可靠的。
Father is someone we can trust.
我可以信的。
Someone we can rely on.
我这句话一问题，有时候父亲不大可信。
But well, sometimes we also have father that's not trustworthy.
我看见你的父亲真是不可信了。
I have seen some of those fathers.
好了，父亲这个名字都可信的吧？
But in general,
就算他可靠可信，他也那么短暂了。
Even if a father is trustworthy,
他能听你的投诉，而没有力量帮助你的，对不对？
He's limited in his power. He can listen to you, but doesn't guarantee.
我们的主。
But our Lord.
他是我的父。
He is our Father.
永在的父。
He's the everlasting Father.
永远不过去的父亲。
Who does not pass away.
我每件事可以告诉他。
I can tell him everything.
有这样位父亲，好吧？
Isn't that great to have a father like that?
最后做和平的君。
His last name is that he is the Prince of Peace.
他是平安的君王。
He's the Prince of Peace.
凡是我们仁爱跟上位的人呢，都是我们害怕的哈。
When you talk about prince, you will be afraid of prince.
这个人都是很可怕的，对不对？
And people are.
爬在你上面，我们真是怕他的。
Especially people that are above us.
耶稣基督在万有之上。
And Jesus, who is above all,
只有这一位君王。
Only this king,
平安的君王。
Only this prince, he's the prince of peace.
每一次我遇见他，是我的大平安。
Only this peace, when we meet with him, we have peace.
这是咬不动的平安。
An unshakable peace.
夺不去的喜乐。
A peace, a joy that cannot be taken away.
救主太好了。
He is a wonderful savior.
记得吧。
Remember the five names now?
我们灯光不行啊，我们都在都背了，好不好？
Since we can't really see the words, why don't we
remember? 有婴孩赐给我们，有婴
儿。The son is given unto us.
有一子赐给我们。
The child is born.
正确。
And the government is upon his shoulders.
搭在他的肩头上。
And he will be called.
他名为什么？
Wonderful.
奇妙。
Counselor.
测试。
Almighty God.
全能的神。
Everlasting God.
永在的父。
Prince of Peace.
和平，和平就是平安啊。平安的君王
Prince of Peace
好不好
Isn't that great
灯不亮我们都背得出圣经了哈
Thank God the light is poor so we can memorize Chapter 11
说到主耶稣跟圣灵的关系
It talks about the relationship between Jesus and the Holy Spirit
今天我们下面读了那么多圣经没办法讲了
And we won't be able to finish all the passages tonight
和圣灵的关系
But the relationship of Jesus and the Holy Spirit
在四世约翰他第一次来见证主耶稣。
When John the Baptist testified for the Lord for the first time,
我看见神的灵降在水的身上，水就是神的儿子。
He said, whoever the Holy Spirit lands on, that is the Son of God.
当神的儿子来到地上的时候
，When the Son of God comes into the world,
圣灵住在他身上
，The Holy Spirit will rest on him.
那在这里他说到主耶稣跟圣灵六重的关系啊。
And here there are six relationships explained here.
三重的关系。
Three relationships.
六个不同的名称，三重的关系。
Three types of relationship bears six types of description.
称圣灵六个不同的名称。
And there are six types of description.
圣灵只有一位哈。
For Holy Spirit, there's only one.
六个名称来形容一位圣灵。
But there are six ways to describe the one Holy Spirit.
圣灵要住在他身上。
First, we talk about the Spirit of God will rest on him.
第一对叫智慧聪明的灵。
The first pair of description are the Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
第二对叫能力谋略的灵。
The second pair, the Spirit of counsel and power.
第三对叫做智慧、知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
The third pair is the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
三重关系。
It's like three pairs.
六个不同的名称。
Six descriptions.
智慧、聪明的灵。
And the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
圣灵称为智慧的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is called the spirit of wisdom.
圣经用智慧这个字。
And the wisdom here.
智慧是明白上面的事。
Wisdom means you understand the things that's above.
明白神的事。
Things concerning God.
明白奥秘的事。
Things of God's mystery.
我没有能够明白神的事，对不对？
Nobody understand God's things.
只有圣灵把神的事都参透了。
But only the Holy Spirit understands God's things.
成为智慧的灵。
Therefore, it's called the Spirit of wisdom.
圣灵来了。
When Holy Spirit comes,
我们明白神了。
We understand. Suddenly, we understand things about God.
明白的多少不一样。
And we have may understand at a different level.
每一个人一信主，他明白神了。
But everyone will have certain level of understanding.
所以我们信神了，对不对？
After we believe in God, we will have that understanding.
我常说基督徒信啊，是个最大的神奇啊。
And many times I consider that the greatest miracle for someone that will believe in Christ.
我们没有一个人被说服了来信的。
Who has been persuaded to become a Christian?
我们也没有人被人思想打通了信的。
And who has figured all out then you become a Christian?
信心是圣灵最奇妙的工作。
And faith is the most marvelous work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一下在我里头开我的眼睛了。
Suddenly the Holy Spirit opened my inner eyes.
就把个信心放在我里面了。
And a faith was born.
我就撇下一切的跟随耶稣。
And I was willing to let go of all and follow Jesus.
一信就整个人改变了。
And I am completely changed after I believe.
这一信就生死不渝。
And after I believe, I do not change regardless of the price.
逼迫基督徒否认主。
And when people try to persecute Christians to deny the name of the Lord,
笨死了。
And that is really foolish.
基督徒要命拿去可以，否认主。
Because true Christians will not deny the name of the Lord.
我眼睛看见了，我不能说没有看见的。
Because I cannot deny if I've seen something.
智慧，我明白神了。
That is wisdom, means I now understand God.
我里头醒过来了。
And so I wake up.
没有办法再叫我否认了。
I can no longer deny His name.
智慧聪明的灵。
That's the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
聪明就叫我们明白我们所明白的。
And the understanding, that wisdom helps us to see things that we could not see or understand before.
智慧聪明的灵。
And that's the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
第二对谋略能力的灵。
And the second pair of spirits are the spirit of counsel and power.
打仗呀，有个计划就谋略。
Just like when you're in a battle, you need to have strategy. That's the counsel.
从前德国人打仗，那个参谋本部最有名了。
And the headquarters of all counsel was famous for Germany.
参谋本部就是他们出计划的。
And that's where all the planning and strategies were formed.
定了一个计划。
Once they formed a strategy,
怎么去执行呢？
How do they carry it out?
定了这么大的一个计划。
They had such a great plan.
要去执行。
They need to carry
it out. 那就需要能力。
In order to carry out the plan, you need power.
这叫谋略能力的灵。
That's what it means by here, the spirit of counsel and power.
为我们做计划。
First, you have a plan.
圣灵又是能力来执行这个计划。
Holy Spirit gave us the power to carry that out.
实行那个计划在我们身上。
To fulfill the plan.
大家明白我讲的吗？
Do you understand what I'm talking about here?
谋略和能力的灵。
The spirit of counsel and the spirit of power.
最后一对知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
And the last pair is the spirit of knowledge and the spirit of the fear of the Lord.
知识跟智慧是一对。
These knowledge and wisdom are a pair.
智慧明白天上的事。
The wisdom is to know things above.
知识叫我们明白地上的事。
And the knowledge helps us to understand things on earth.
地上的事不容易明白啊。
It is hard to figure things out on earth.
明白地上的事吗？
Can you figure out earthly things?
我不是给你讲什么科学很大的学问，我不是讲这些。
I'm not even talking about big scientific development or discovery.
在中国大陆的。
I have a very good friend in China.
他是交大的一个讲师。
He is a professor in Jiaozhou University. Very smart guy.
他得救了。
He was saved by Christ.
非常厉害得救。
And he was saved well.
也做了传道人了。
And he became a minister.
和我两个人熟得不得了。
And we are very close friends.
他的就去参加个家庭聚会。
After he was saved, he went to this underground church meeting.
很简单一句话把这个聪明人问到了。
And just a very easy question he can answer.
那个传福音弟兄啊。
And the brother who was preaching the gospel. 我想那天晚
上只救他一个人，他的话太简单了。
Said something so simple to him.
你知道明天的事吗？
Do you know what's going to happen tomorrow?
这句话没什么意义，我当然不知道明天的事了。
Of course, this is such a simple and easy question.
这位弟兄姓万的。
And this professor, his last name is Wan.
很聪明啊。
He's a very smart guy.
哎，我真的不知道明天的事。
When he was asked this question, he said, "You know, indeed, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow."
你知道你出了门会遇见什么吗？
And that brother asked him, "Do you know what you're going to encounter after you leave this door?" He puzzled. He said, "Indeed, I won't know."
你知道你回家会遇见什么吗？
And again, he asked him, "Do you know what you're going to encounter when you get home?"
这三句话对别人身上没什么意义。
And these three simple questions maybe mean nothing to others.
他叫万少主，把万少主问倒了。
But went deep into his heart.
当然也是圣灵的工作了。
Of course, that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
追住他。
These three questions follow him after the meeting.
他一直觉得自己最聪明的人。
He always regard himself very smart.
你明天明天遇见什么吗？
But do you know what's going to happen tomorrow?
你明知道下一步遇见什么吗？
And what you're going to encounter once you get out of this door?
你知道你回家遇见什么吗？
What you're going to encounter when you get home?
他得救了。
These three questions helped him to be saved. He was saved.
那我们真的能够明白吗？我们信了主。
We are now Christians. We're saved. But do we have answers?
完全不能明白。
No, we still don't have answers.
知识的灵。
But the spirit of the knowledge
明白一切地上的事
will help us to understand things of this earth.
我自己好几次的经历啊。
And I've experienced like that.
借着知识的力。
Through the help of the knowledge, the spirit of knowledge.
我这人最不认路的。
For example, I have very poor sense of direction.
我开车的时候啊。
When I drive.
好几次开过我家庭门开过去了。
I will pass my own house without realizing.
心里在想事啊。
Because I was thinking, so I wasn't paying attention.
开到什么地方了？
And didn't realize I already passed my house.
再看看我家老早就过去了。
And I would pass my house already.
所以我开车不大适合了。
So I'm not a good driver.
开车常常会迷路的。
I get lost easily.
那我出去走路，好两次迷路，迷得不认得路了。
And when I take a walk outside, I get lost too.
我有一次。
One time,
要到杭州去找一个泥土生的老童工。
I need to find this old coworker of watchmaning in the city called Hangzhou.
我在香港得了他的地址。
I obtained his address from someone in Hong Kong.
给了我一个假地址。
Yet the address was false.
我到了杭州。
So I went to the city of Hangzhou.
那个时候还蛮紧张的时候了。
And at that time, was still pretty tight control.
我去游西湖。
I went to this lake called
西湖完了，我上岸，我叫个 taxi。
And after I toured the West Lake,
我开过去这个地方。
I took a taxi. I said, "Let's go to this particular place."
他把地址一看。
The driver, taxi driver, looked at the address.
先生啊，我生在杭州的。
He said, "Mister, I was born in the city."
我告诉你，我从来没见过这个地址。
Honestly, I've never seen an address like this.
多半杭州没这个地址了。
There's no such place.
你从哪里得来的
？Where did you get this address anyway?
这下我可麻烦了。
And I was wondering what to do.
我上车，我照你怎么开你就怎么开。
I said, "Okay, tell you what."Just follow my instruction. I said, turn left.
往右。
Now turn right.
往左。
Turn left again.
开到后来。
At the end.
到现在我开不下去。
He said, "Mister, I don't know how to drive."
你得乱指挥了。
Because you are giving all these weird instructions.
你根本不认得路的。
You don't even know where you're going.
我好让我下来，那你回去了，你回去了。
So I got off his cab. I said, "Okay."
哦，但我不能回去。
He said, "I said you can go now." He said, "No, I can't."
他说你是美国来的人。
He said you are people from the United States.
我把你开到这个地方很荒凉的地方了。
If I leave you here in a very strange place,
我委屈了，你出什么事？我要倒霉了呀！
If anything happened to you, I will be in trouble.
我可麻烦了。
Because you are a U.S.
我用了很大的多的话劝他回去。
And so I try very hard to convince him to leave me.
他回去，我说主啊，杭州我第一次来。
Finally, he left me.
我在杭州什么地方我都不知道。
And I said, Lord, I don't even know where I am.
这个地址多么假的。
And the address is false.
我怎么找这个赵老弟兄啊？
How can I find this dear brother John?
圣灵知识的灵帮助我了。
But the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom, knowledge helped me.
这样走。
Tell me to turn here. To walk this way.
我现在根本忘记我怎么走法。
I had no idea how I did it.
一直走到一个地方。
And I keep on walking. I came to this place, a very small house.
我进去一问赵弟兄，你们赵弟兄在家吗
？I went in and knocked on the door. I says, "Is Brother Zhao here?"
我不敢问这地址对不对，我根本不晓得什么地方。
I have no idea where I was.
一问就对了。
Yet it was indeed his home.
老姊妹来开门的。
And his wife opened the door.
哎呀，你来找赵老弟兄啊
？So, oh, you're here for Brother Zhao.
赵老弟兄不在家呀。
He's not home.
什么时候回来都不知道。
I don't even know when he will be back.
那个时候很怕。看见陌生的人啊
！And back then, people are afraid of strangers.
特别听说我是美国来的，更不敢见面了。
Especially someone from a foreign country.
我把见证讲给他听。
And so I share with her my testimony.
我老姊妹呀，我找不到你那里的。
I said, dear sister, you know, I don't even know where you live.
看一个地址，我说我哪得到个假地址
？I got a wrong address.
我根本找不到的。
I have no idea where you live.
主把我怎么一步一步带到这里的
？It was the Lord who brought to your house, brought me to your house.
他听了没话说了。
He heard upon hearing.
他说：“你能不能等呢
？”He was silent. He said,
我说：“我等。
”Can you just wait?
等了好久，赵老弟回来了。
Finally, her husband returned.
他也不敢对我敞开。
And he was afraid to share with me anything. So again, I share with him my testimony.
我怎么找到你的，知道吧
？About how I found him.
我把故事讲完了。
After I finished my story.
啊，真是主让你来找我的了。
He said, "Indeed, it is the Lord who brought you here."
没有话讲，主让我来找到你了。
So yes, indeed, it was the Lord who brought.
圣灵，知识的灵。
So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of
knowledge. 智慧的灵明白所有天上的事。
And the Spirit of wisdom helps us understand things above.
知识的灵是明白所有地上的事。
The Spirit of knowledge helps us understand things above. 搜
寻一切的事。
And to search through all things.
又是敬畏耶和华的灵。
And the last spirit is the spirit of fear of the Lord.
敬畏的就是怕的意思。
Fear means be afraid.
这个地上的怕完全不同。
This is so different from to be afraid of things on earth.
那样有生命的怕。
This fear is come off a spiritual life.
叫我们怕的那么甜美的怕。
And on one hand your fear, and the other hand feel the sweetness.
叫我们怕的那么样的靠近主的怕。
It's a sweet fear that draw us closer to Him.
诗篇里有一篇，第二篇诗篇就说到敬畏的。
And Psalms 2 talk about this kind of fear.
惧怕而亲子
and you approach him with fear, but you kiss the son.
太奇妙的话
isn't that a wonderful fear?
这是个敬畏耶和华的灵
and that is the spirit of knowledge and the spirit of the fear of the Lord.
主和圣灵的六个关系
and this the six types of relationship of the Lord and the
Holy Spirit. 圣灵和我们的六个关系
in the same way, we shall have the same relationship.
重复一遍，大家记得啊。
So let's repeat one
more time. 智慧的灵
，spirit of knowledge,
聪明的灵
，and of understanding,
谋略的灵
，of counsel,
能力的灵
，power,
还有呢，知识的灵
，knowledge and the fear of the Lord,
敬畏耶和华的灵，圣灵住在主身上。
And that Holy Spirit dwells in Jesus.
圣灵也住在我们身上。
In the same way, abides in us.
其实今天晚上我们最重要后面两段要讲救恩都没时间讲了。
And we don't have time to finish the last two points.
今天你们第一天刚到。
Since a lot, I mean, we all arrived for the first night.
多少有点疲倦了哈。
Some of you may be tired.
要休息了。
And it's time for bed.
我还有力量唱诗，我们还在那唱诗，好不好
？And do we have strength to sing?
我们唱那个25首。
Let's sing hymn 25.